Hey Tammuz, 13th of June. Today's Torah Away Share has been sponsored. Le'ilu Nishmas Mrs. Elisheva Lebret, Elisheva Bas Menachem HaKohen. Today's speaker is Rabbi Shmuel Zucker, The Secret of the Choik.
The title is The Secret of the Choik, but I'd like to tie this into the coming events in this month, the month of Tammuz and Av, which we're in the midst of doing a cheshbon nefesh, how we can bring back Mashiach Tzidkenu, how we can bring Mashiach, and how we can mahapech these months l'sasana l'simcha. So I'm going to try to relate the topic of this week's parasha, the parasha of the Choik, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, to the events of Chodesh Tammuz and Av. First of all, we'll begin with the famous question that all the commentaries ask. Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, there's many chukim in the Torah, and Parah Adum is one of them. So it should really say Zoyz Chukas HaPorah, not Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. But it seems from here that there's, in Parah Aduma, in the idea of the Tahara of Tumas Ameis, there seems to be more of an inyan of a Choik than other Chukim. And that's why this is the Choik, shall call a Chukim, is the Choik of Parah Aduma. Why? It must be, and we have to develop it and explain why, but it must be that this idea of bringing life back to somebody who came in contact with Misa, which is what Parah Aduma does, it must be that this is intrinsically linked to the whole idea of a choik more than other chukim. So we're going to try to find a way, develop a way to explain how the whole idea of a choik is bringing out life into a place that can come in contact with death. This is a deep analogy, but we're going to develop it and explain it, Be'ez Hashem. And if we have time, we'll also explain other events that took place in this week's parasha to try to find the connection between them and Parashas Chukas, namely the story of the episode of the Mei Meriva. Moshe Rabbeinu is told that Dibartem El Asela Leinehem. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Speak to the Sela Leinehem." The Ramban asks already, "Should have said Lefnehem." What's the idea of Dibartem El Asela Leinehem? Speak to their eyes. And then there's another interesting episode of the Nachash Nechoshes, of Klal Yisrael complaining about the mon. When Hashenu Kotzav Alechem HaKloikel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them snakes. Moshe Rabbeinu puts a snake up on a mast, a copper snake, and whoever looks at the snake lives. I have to explain this whole episode as well. So hopefully there'll be time to try to develop a theme that's going to explain all the areas of the parasha and relate it to the 3 weeks. Everybody knows one concept. Everybody knows one idea. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and everything and every creature and everything that was created, there's a guf and a neshama. There's a covering, there's an outside. Take a person's body. A person's body has a guf. The guf isn't the life source of a person. There's no life in a guf. And inside the guf, a person has a neshama, Dvarim Pshutim. And the neshama in the Torah is called Nishmas Chaim. That's where the source of life flows. The source of life flows from the neshama. A person, a goy, looks at a person. He sees a person, he sees the goof, he doesn't see anything else. He sees the life of a person. He doesn't know that there's something else inside him that's pouring forth life. He just looks at that, that's it. Whatever you see, that's what life is. But obviously, Anachnu Aminim B'nei Aminim, we know the Pasuk in Bereishis, that the Pasuk says, V'yipach Bapav Nishmas Chaim. There's a life source coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lies within every physical thing in the Bria. That's the Varam Pshutim. But this idea is an idea that really wraps around Avodas Hashem and envelops us into every area of Avodas Hashem that you look at. For example, in Parshas Ekev, the beginning of Parshas Ekev, you have the famous Pasuk. The Pasuk is famous, but the analogy of the Pasuk is not so famous. The Pasuk says in Perek Ches, Parshas Ekev, beginning of Parshas Ekev, Perek Ches, Pasuk Gimel, V'yancho v'ayevecho, Pasuk Tzung v'ademon, and Vayachilcha Samon, the Pasuk ends, Chiloy al Alechem Levada Yichi Ha'odam. Man doesn't just live on the Lechem. Ki al kol moitzei pi Hashem Yichi Ha'odam. So Chazal, Svarim explained Pshat in Pasuk over here, that Loy al Alechem Levada Yichi Ha'odam. The piece of bread, the dough, let's call it the dough of the bread, that's not really what satiates a person. Inside the dough, there's something that satiates a person, that gives a person nutrition. And the simple proof is that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says in Yuma that they used to eat very minimal amounts. Sometimes in the first Beis HaMikdash, every coin, when they divided up, every coin got a little pull, a bread the size of a pea, a bean. And that satiated him. He was satisfied from it. So what does it mean that certain people eat different quantities, and this person is satisfied from small amounts, the other person is satisfied from larger amounts? So it's brought down in the Sfarim that the simple cheshbon is that every bread, every piece of bread has moitzi pi Hashem yechi adam. Every piece of bread has ruchnius inside it. Just like a goof has a neshama in, a piece of bread, the dough is the goof, and inside that there's the moitzi pi Hashem. So says the pasuk. And in as much connection as a person is connected to the moitzi pi Hashem, is that how much he has to eat? The closer, the quicker a person gets to the moitzi pi Hashem in the food, that the quicker he's going to be satisfied from the food. And that's why we'll see later, Chazal instituted a bracha. The reason why I'm making a bracha, Birchas Hanenin, is in order to connect the person to the ruchnis. It's all coming from you, Hashem. When a person connects to the ruchnis of the lechem, so then he gets satisfied. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was a place that was Va'osir Li Mikdash, Li Lishmi, Rashi says. In the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, all that a person had was Li Lishmi. All the person had was, you saw the Rabbeinu Shalom, you saw the Gilei Hashchina over there. So therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't have to eat very much. Because even the food, they didn't really connect and focus on the dough of the Lechem upon, and they connected to the Moitzei Pi Hashem. But the Moitzei Pi Hashem, the life source of the food, that's what gives satiety. That's what satiates. That's what's amazing and mefarnes a person. Torah, we know from Apostle Yemishli, Torah is compared to lechem. L'chu lechem b'lachmi, Torah is compared to lechem. Tovna Melech says in Tehillim, "Esoyroscha b'toich me'ai." The Torah is in my stomach. In other words, a person eats and a person learns, the two are very related together. So if when a person eats, we just explain, there's two things. There's the dough, there's the bread, and then there's the Moitzei Pi Hashem in the bread. And that's, by the way, why you see, I don't want to go into it, it's a whole sugi in its own, I don't want to go into it, but you see in Pirkei Avos, the Tana of the Mishnah is muffly on the idea of saying that Torah, at a shulchan, shloisha she'ochle, ba'omre, divre Torah, it's as if it's a mizbeach, and Chazal are muffly about the gnus of a person who sits at a meal and doesn't say divre Torah. This is the nekuda, a person, it's compared to Zivchei Mesim. A person eats a meal and doesn't say Dvar Torah. It's like the Zivchei Mesim. Why? Because he's connecting to dough. He's not connecting to the life source. It's like a Zivchei Mesim. A person says the Dvar Torah. A person makes a proper bracha. So then he's connecting to Moitzei Pi Hashem. Torah, you have the same idea. If Torah is compared to bread, there's the dough of Torah, and then there's the Moitzei Pi Hashem of Torah. What do I mean? The dough of Torah is the sugya that you're learning. The Parshas HaShavua, the Shor Shanogach HaSapor, the Shnayim Oichzim Betalas, that's the dough. That's the dough of the Torah. That's the sugya, the Chochma, the Havona, the understanding, the Pilpul, the Lomdus, that's all the dough. Inside that, there's Moitzei Pi Hashem Yichi Ha'adam. When a person learns Torah, we'll see later, hopefully this time, we'll see the famous Bach. But when a person learns Torah, he feels connecting to Hashem, so then he's connecting to the Moitzei Pi Hashem in the Torah. So just like by bread, a person can't just say, I'm not going to eat the bread, I'm going to connect to Pi Hashem. He's going to die. You've got to eat the bread, you've got to connect to the pnim of the bread. So too, you've got to learn Torah, and you've got to understand the Torah, and you've got to be a mefalpen and a mechadish in the Torah. But a person's got to understand that there's a moitzei Pi Hashem in the Torah, and that's what's providing him with the kihem chayenu v'arich yameinu of the Torah. That is called a choik. Now we've arrived, we've reached what choik means. Choik. It's something that you do without understanding. There's only one reason why you do it. Ach v'rak. And that is because this is what Hashem wants. This is the direct connection to the Moitzei Pi Hashem. Achoik. In other words, even when you're learning Torah and you understand what you're learning, but the purpose of your learning must be to connect to Hashem. The purpose of your learning must be to connect to the Mechkor HaChaim, to feel that this is my life source, this is Geim Chayenu. That is the choik of the Torah. Just like bread has the bread and the Pi Hashem in the bread, Torah has got the sugya and the Pi Hashem, which is the chelik achoik, which is the chelik that we connect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Torah. That's why the Rambam, for example, writes in Yad HaZaka that the Indian of a Korban is a choik. The Rambam himself gives reasons for the korbanos. But yet the Rambam writes, Yad HaZaka, the korbanos is a choik. Why? Because Rashi brings down at the beginning of Vayikra, what's the purpose of korbanos? The purpose of korbanos is to create a reach nichoyach for Hashem. What is the reach nichoyach? This is Rashi one thing. Amarti v'nasa ritzoini. Amarti, Hashem asked us to do something, and we did what he asked us. Without any thinking, without anything. That's a choik. A choik is connecting, this is what Hashem wants, this is what I'm doing now. This is the choik of Torah. So therefore, we've just come to a point already, we understand now how choik relates to life. because choik is the moitzi pi Hashem. In the bread there's the moitzi pi Hashem yichi adam, and in Torah there's the moitzi pi Hashem yichi adam. And that's the choik. The choik is the life. So first of all, with that we already understand why choik relates to the idea of ik of paraduma. Paraduma is bringing life into a mokum of misa. Choik brings life. The whole idea of a choik is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki imcha makor ha-chaim. That's where you find the life. That's where you get life. That's where you draw out the source of life from everything. So therefore, when a person came in contact with Misa, Alpi Pnimius HaTorah explained that life of Misa means when a person is Avodas Hashem, there's no life to it. When he's eating because he enjoys the bread, there's no life to that. When a person is learning simply and only because it's intellectually stimulating, he's learning without life. But when a person learns because he wants to connect to the Pi Hashem, he wants to connect to the Choyk, he wants to get closer to Hashem, there he's connecting to the Choyk of Torah, that is the Makor HaChaim. So that's why Paraduma is the Choyk Shel Kol HaChukim. Because Paraduma is what's bringing the source of life to somebody that came in contact with Misa. So we've just connected, by the way, the whole idea of why Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, why this is the Choyk of all the Chukim, because the whole concept of a Choyk is doing it, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without only focusing on what's going on around. That's the idea, that's the secret of Choyk, and that's the secret of Chaim, and therefore that's why the Choyk of Paraduma is Mechaya, somebody that came in contact with Misa. Just to develop this idea, because this is something that's very lacking, and we'll see later, this is, the Bach claims this is the sod of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says in the Shabbos of Kuf Hei, the Gemara says, the Anoichi, from the Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, the Makar, the Saras Adibris, the Shurish of Kol HaTorah Kula, says the Gemara, Anoichi is Rosh HaTevis, this is not a Zoya, this is the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Hei. The Gemara says, Anoichi is Rosh HaTevis, Ano Nafshi Ksovis Yehovis. Ano, says Hashem, Nafshi, my soul, Ksovis, I've written it in the Torah and Yehovis, I've given it to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in the word Anoichi, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nefesh, whatever that means, we don't understand what this means. But what it means is, the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, I am there in the Torah. That's as far as our understanding goes. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Anoichi, I am in the Torah. I am there in the Torah. You're going to find me in the Torah. When a person learns Torah, he's going to find Hashem in the Torah. We know there was a miracle by Mamet Hasina, a fascinating miracle. It's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, the Mechilta, whether the Ness is literal or not. But they are, Rabbi Akiva, I think, learns, I can't remember which one it is, but Rabbi Akiva, I think, is, he learns that the Ness was literal. B'chal ha'om royim es ha'koyles. They saw voices. They saw the Koil Hashem. What did they have to see the Koil Hashem for? And that's why one of the Tanaim learns it's not literal. What was the purpose of a miracle of a Cholam Roim as a Koilus? Why do you have to see the Koilus? You're supposed to hear voices, not see voices. What's the idea of hearing, of seeing a voice? The answer is, according to what we're saying, it's fascinating. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, I want you to see the Koil. Every time you learn, I want you to come in contact with this Koil. When a person learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning, he's speaking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. He has to hear the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. When a person's hearing a shir, whatever it is, when a person's learning on his own, and he's hearing his own voice, he's really hearing a certain level of shchinim at the Beres Pitach Groinah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to make a miracle in Har Sinai. Navacholam Raim Es HaKoilas. And you're going to see the Koilas. You're going to see. And I want you always to realize that you're going to see the Koil. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, a Mishnah. That when a person learns Torah, even on his own, the shchinah is shoina kenegdo. You can hear Hashem speaking as well. That's the miracle of Cholam Roim Es HaKoilos. This is the idea, this is related to the idea that we're discussing now. That when a person learns Torah, he's got to feel the Pi Hashem. Just like when you eat a piece of bread, we quoted the pasuk, that you've got to connect to the Moitza Pi Hashem Yichya Adam. So too when a person learns Torah, he's got to connect to the Moitza Pi Hashem Yichya Adam. He's got to connect to the Pi Hashem, he's got to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Anon Nafshi Kasavis Yehovis in the Torah. And then the Torah is the source of life, and then the Torah is the Kihem Chayenu, and then the person feels the Chaim of Torah, and then he reaches the Chaim HaNitzchi. David HaMelech, for example, when he learned Torah as we quoted earlier. He learned Torah as if he's eating a piece of bread, and that's why he connected to the Makor of Torah, and that's why the Malach HaMavis couldn't kill him, because his Torah was connecting to the Moitzei Pi Hashem, Yichi Adam, to the source of life. So that's the idea of a choik. Sometimes this is very missed out. Sometimes, I mean, you get people that enjoy learning, you get goyim that enjoy learning. Somebody told me he's a rabbi in South Africa, and somebody told me that he remembers the Holocaust survivors that learned in yeshivas, never after the war they weren't from, but they on Shabbos they sit and learn with a cigarette, they used to sit and learn Gemara for hours on end. It's molei chochma. But he has to realize, in addition to that, it's lo'il alechem nevadoi. That's not the only. Person's got to realize this is where we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the greatest connection to Hashem comes from this idea of HaKol Moitze Pi Hashem Yechiyah Adam. The menorah and the mikdash, for example, the menorah and the mikdash relates to Torah. The menorah had to be beaten out of Shemen Zai Zach, pure olive oil. Pure olive oil is this idea. Pure olive oil means that there's got to be a certain purity in Torah connecting to Hashem. That's why the three candles on either side were facing the middle candle. And the middle candle was facing Lamal, was facing Hashem. When a person learns Torah, the pure Torah, then automatically he's focused and he sees the Pi Hashem. He's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Heilige Chasam Sofer writes that there was a miracle at the nearest. He said that the Chasam Sofer learns that it wasn't that the Kohen arranged, organized the wicks in a way that when he would light the wicks, they were facing the middle. Chasam Sofer learns that it was miraculous. He lit the wicks wherever he lit the wicks. Miraculously, he says, it happened by Aaron HaKohen, it didn't happen by all the Kohen in Gedolim, but a Kohen Gadol who was worthy, so then the wicks would miraculously turn towards the middle. Which means that if a person's learning Torah in a pure level, connecting to the Moitze Pi Hashem of the Torah, automatically he's going to connect to the Emtzah, to the Ner Emtzoi, which is facing upwards, which is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of a Choy. When Klal Yisrael, so with this we also understand why Lo Nitna Torah Ela Lo'ich Lehaman. Lo Nitna Torah Ela Lo'ich Lehaman. The Torah was given to the Oich Lehaman. What was the Mon? It's important for us to know because we see in this week's parasha they were complaining. What was the mon exactly? There was no dough. What was it? And why did it satisfy us? According to what we're saying, it's gewaltig. Do you know what the mon was? The mon was the Moitze Pi Hashem without the dough. Every food that you eat has mon inside. Every food has mon inside. But we have a dough, a coating of dough around the mon. So it's not always easy to get to it. It's not always easy to connect to it. In the Midbar, they had just the mon without the coating around. So in the Midbar, they were connecting directly to the Moitze Pi Hashem. Life in the Midbar was life where they saw the Rabbein Shalem, everything they were doing. Because there wasn't this outer coating that was hiding it, that was concealing it. So now we have a beautiful interpretation. What it means, like in the Torah, Ela La'och Le'amon. Because we just said that the Torah was given on Oichi, and on Nafshi, Ksavis, Yahavis. Hashem saying, I'm giving you the Torah, find me there. That's exactly what happened by the mon. The mon is only an example. In the Midbar, everything was without the physical coating. So all you connected directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the purpose of Torah, and never learned it in the Torah, Ela Lo'ech Le'amon. That was life in the Midbar. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to begin a life with dough, with a coating, with food, where the Moitze Pi Hashem is going to be concealed within everything. It's not going to be easy to see it. That's the transition from life in the Midbar to life in Eretz Yisrael. And that's where the Meraglim were poigim. The Meraglim came back with these big fruits. And said to Moshe Rabbeinu, where are you going to find the Pi Hashem in this grape? And this is a big physical grape. We're used to eating them all. We're used to connecting directly to the Moitze Pi Hashem. Here, how are we going to connect to this? This is all hidden. It's all concealed. We don't know how to connect. We don't know how to eat a grape and connect to the Moitze Pi Hashem. We struggle with this on a daily basis. So they also felt this is going to be a big struggle for them. Coming into Eretz Yisrael was leaving where you just see the mon straight out. You're going to have to find it now. And that was the struggle of coming into Eretz Yisrael. Of finding the Moitze Pi Hashem. Finding the Yichyeh, the Makor HaChaim in everything that you're doing. From then began a whole transition in Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. After Shlach Lecha comes Koirach, he's making his own Cheshbonus already. In the Bissam Mikdash, in the Mishkan, you don't make your own Cheshbonus. You connect to the Moitze Pi Hashem, whatever Hashem says, is that's it. This whole idea of Koirach challenging Moshe Rabbeinu, this is all a thing, idea beginning when Klal Yisrael are preparing themselves to enter Eretz Yisrael. So therefore we understand now also why Parshas Chukas comes after Shlach Lecha and Koirach. Parshas Chukas takes Klal Yisrael back to the Choik. Brings Klal Yisrael back to the Moitze Pi Hashem. Brings Klal Yisrael back to the idea. Do you know why you do it? You do it because this is what Hashem wants. This is where you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tmimus, the Emuna. This is where you find Hashem. So the emissaries that we have now, a beautiful Seder in the Pesuk, in the Parshias. Parshias Ba'aloyscha is the Chiddush where the middle candles, where the candles on either side turn to the middle. Parshias Chukas is the Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. Is the Choyk. Of connecting to the Pnim, to the Moitze Pi Hashem and everything. And in between you have Shlach Lecha and Koirach, which is the parasha where the parasha is, where Klal Yisrael were challenging, when Klal Yisrael left this idea. And Zoyz Chukas HaTorah is bringing them back. The truth is that this concept is such a—it's a deep concept, but it's such an important concept, and it's nageya to our daily avodas Hashem. That's, by the way, when a person sits and learns, the first mesecht in Torah Shabbat Peh is mesechus brachas. Why? Brachas deals with birchas hanenin. But come to what we're saying, it's fascinating. Why is there a birchas hanenin before you eat? In order that you should realize that you have to connect to Hashem when you're eating. That's why there's a birchas haTorah. Before you learn Torah, you can learn the dough, the intellectual part of Torah. And then you have to connect to Hashem in the Torah, and that's why you make a birchas haTorah. But it's deeper than that. The first mesecht of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the gishmak of Torah, the dough, the mentally stimulating part of Torah. The first mesecht is a mesecht of birchas hanenin, mesechus brachas. Because when you begin to learn Torah Shebal Peh, you've got to realize that it's like eating a piece of bread. Just like eating a piece of bread, there's the lechem and there's the pi Hashem, yechi ha'odam, as the pasuk says in Akev. So too, when you're learning Torah, there's also these two concepts. And a person's got to connect to the Moitzei Pi Hashem. So the first mesecht of Torah Shebal Peh is mesechus brachas, which is birchas hanenin, because you're going to learn Torah just like you eat a piece of bread. Right at the beginning of all time, the first sin that was committed in the Bria was Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas. Adam Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. How did the Nochash entice them from eating from the Eitz Hadas? So the pasuk says, "Vateira ha'isha ki toiva eitz lemachal v'chisai v'hu leinayim v'nechma da'itz." So basically, she saw the fruit, and the Nochash enticed her to eat the fruit. And she ate the fruit. That was the chet of the Eitz Hadas, to look at the gishmak and only to look at the taiva hileinayim and to eat it. Without connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't want to go into it now, but this is the whole idea. It's Yidua that Yaakov Avinu is called, the Gemara Bar Metzia says Yaakov Avinu is called Adam Rishon, Shufrei the Yaakov Kin Shufrei the Adam Rishon. And the difference between Yaakov and Esav is the first episode that they have together where they grew up, the pasuk says there that Esav says, "I'm hungry." Haliteini non in Adam Adam Azeh. Chazal say he ate without making brachas. He ate without birchas hanenin. Esav is continuing this idea of the chet of the nochash, which is just eating and just looking at the piece of bread, looking at the lechem levada without anything else. Yaakov is the idea of Yaakov's mesakin tefillas arvis, which is rishus. The idea of rishus is the idea of being mekadosh and yonim that you don't see. It's not a mitzvah, it's not an aver, it's a gray area. And being mekadosh, seeing the Pi Hashem in those gray areas, that's the bechin of Yaakov Avinu. So Bekitsa, this was the first shoresh, and this is what we're the whole time we're struggling with for thousands of years already to mtaken this inyan. So therefore, with that, we can come back to Parashas Ekev and explain the other episodes that occurred in Parashas Chukas. I mean, explain how these things connect to what we just said earlier. Let's go straight to the Mei Meriva. It's getting late. Let's go straight to the Mei Meriva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he should speak to the rock. And the Pasuk uses a lashon, "V'dibartem el ha'sela le'ineihem." In Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk says, "V'dibartem el ha'sela le'ineihem." HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the sela le'ineihem. The Ramban asks, it should have said, "V'dibartem el ha'sela lifneihem," not le'ineihem. The Chiddush HaRim says an unbelievable concept over here. He says a very deep insight. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that Klal Yisrael at this point were holding back on the Madrega where V'dibatim el ha'sel aleinim, which is a b'chin of b'chol ha'om roim es ha'koylos. V'dibatim el ha'sel aleinim. They're going to see the Dibur. V'dibatim el ha'sel aleinim. They can see. They can see Dibur. It's a b'chin of b'chol ha'om roim es ha'koylos. This is Mamad HaSinai all over again. Mayim is Torah. Taking the Mayim out of the rock. Taking the Torah. Taking the Makor HaChaim. Mayim is called the Makor HaChaim. Taking that out of the rock. It's like Mamad HaSinai again. V'dibatim el ha'sel aleinim. Speak to them aleinim. Let them see this Madrega. They're holding already at the Madrega of b'chol ha'om roim es ha'koylos. They're holding already on the Madrega where they're connecting to the Pnim. They're connecting to the inside story. To the Moitzei Pi Hashem. What's the difference when you speak to somebody when you hit the person? When you speak to somebody, you're speaking to somebody who has das, who has avana, who understands. When you hit something that you're only dealing with flesh, you're dealing with the basar. A child doesn't understand. You can't explain a child the concept why it's important for him to do it. So sometimes a child needs a patch because you're speaking to a basar. You're not speaking to somebody that has pnimius, who's developed his pnimius, who has avana and asaga. So therefore, that's why v'dibatim la'sela means speak to the seller. If you speak to the seller, you're speaking to his pnim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu v'dibatim la'sela le'ineihem. They're holding ready at the Madrega where they can see the koilos. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock because he was underestimating Klal Yisrael's Madrega. So this is mamish the sugya that we're discussing over here in Parshas Chukas. The sugya in Bashas Chukas is the sugya where a person is connecting to the Moitzi Pi Hashem, to the Choik, to the actual Makor HaChaim that lies within everything. And this all stems from that, the Ness of Acholam Roim Es HaKoilas, as we mentioned earlier. And therefore that's why this Pegam of the Mei Meriva came over here in this week's parasha. And that also explains us why the sugya of the Nachash. Klal Yisrael complained about the Mon. The Mon, we just said before, is the Moitzi Pi Hashem itself. When a person eats mon, he's connecting to the Makor HaChaim. You can eat a small amount, and it's satiating, you're satisfied. Because you're connecting to the Makor HaChaim itself. It's the best. We struggle every day with trying to eat and bring out a certain level of ruchnis, trying to connect to Hashem with the nyanim of Rishus. And here they had the mon, they're connecting to the Moitzi Pi Hashem itself, they had no nisoyin, and they were complaining. They wanted a good piece of bread. Tavahu leinayim. That's exactly what we read earlier. It was the pegam of the nochash, the first chet, the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And therefore, that's why this is going all the way back to the nochash. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to make a nochash and nechash nechoshes in order to heal him, in order to be masak in this chet again. Why am I saying all this? Because I'd just like to read out one or two lines from the famous Bach in Simen Mem Zayin. When the Bach talks about Amma of the Oretz, then we'll understand the connection to this Batoira that we just shared. And the 3 weeks, the Chodoshim of Tammuz and Av. We know the first Bais HaMikdash was destroyed. Chazal say was destroyed. Ama Abda Ha'aretz Shlei Baruch B'Torah Tchila. They didn't make a Birchas HaTorah. So what does it mean they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah? What was the pegam that the Bais HaMikdash was destroyed because they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah? So it's worth seeing. I'm just going to read out one or two lines because it's late. But it's worth seeing. It's the Bach on the Tor in Simen Mem Zayin. What's the grave sin of not making a Birchas HaTorah? So the Bach says, just find it. Bach says unbelievable words. The Bach says, "V'nira the kavanosi is baruch ma'olam shniya oiskim b'toyra." Why? Kadesha tis atzem nishmoseinu ba'atzmus v'ruchnius u'kedushas makoyer moitzei atoyra. Unbelievable words. The kavan of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that gave us the Torah is that we should learn Torah in order that our neshama should be misatzem ba'atzmus v'ruchnius u'kedushas makoyer moitzei atoyra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us, al kavona azois, to become a merkava v'heichal l'shchinosa yisborach shahoysa shchina mamish bekirbom. It's very long, and it's worth looking up. It's in Simen Mem Zayin, the Bach Ois Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah that we should be misatzim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the nois in HaTorah. And that's why the Birchas HaTorah, we make a bracha, we thank the nois in HaTorah. And the Chor Mes HaMikdash was that people were learning Torah simply because it was stimulating, or because the Bach says because they want to know halacha lemaisa. They were learning it purely on an intellectual basis, halacha lemaisa basis. That was all they were interested in. They didn't realize, they didn't focus on the idea that through learning Torah, a person could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Makor, and the Nois in HaTorah. That's what the Chorim Bais HaMikdash is. So Parashas Chukas is the parasha where we all mekabel upon ourselves to connect to the chukas haTorah, to realize that Torah's got a choik, to realize that the ikkah of Torah is to connect to the etzem choik, to the etzem makor haTorah, the etzem makor haChaim, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the nois in haTorah. And that's the whole purpose of a choik, and that is the chukas haTorah. Any mitzvah that a person's mekayim, anything that a person does, he has to realize that there's the lechem and there's the pnim. And we have to connect through the lechem to the pnim. And then the evsh helfen mitzvah Hashem, mishbizorcha to the binin beis amigdosh, hashlishi yishibana beis Hashem, b'meher b'yamein. Amen.